This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. After weeks of massive technical failures on healthcare.gov, President Obama has directly acknowledged problems with the government's online health insurance exchanges. The president said in an address yesterday that there was, quote, no excuse for the technical problems plaguing the site and that the country's top techies were working on a fix. Molly Wood of CNET has been following this. Molly, how are you doing?
Great, Ben. How are you?
I'm well. So if healthcare.gov were a patient, we're going to say kind of hard to diagnose. On the outside, looks great. On the inside, we got some problems, and we're not quite sure what they are yet.
And we could have done this better. We've opened ourselves up to a bit of a malpractice suit, but this is the worst thing you ever want to hear as a patient. Further testing. Oh, and we're going to bring in some specialists. So this is going to get expensive in a hurry.
But I mean, come on, this is 2013. Is it really hard to make a website that works for millions of people these days?
Well, you know, it is, actually. And it's especially hard if you're the government. If you're a site like Amazon or eBay or CNET, when you have a big rollout of a new site, a new product, a new content management system, a new database, you can do a lot of testing and you can do sort of phased rollouts. You can roll it out to 10% of your audience first.
Right.
Which is obviously something the government can't really do. It's not fair.
How could this have been done differently if we had put this in the hands of Jeff Bezos?
They definitely needed to do better testing. And then I think that Jeff Bezos or somebody like him or Sergey Brin would have insisted on the best possible architecture and the best possible tools. Now, you know, and again, we're speculating that the government may have chosen not to use those tools for whatever reason. Maybe there are security concerns. I don't know. But you can't launch something this ambitious without major rigor. You have to treat this like a private sector product, not a public sector product.
Molly Wood, thank you very much.
My pleasure.